Please sit down. Thank you again for your wonderful presentation earlier, and thank you to many of you who brought these gifts up here this morning. We've got some very nice things that look very lovely there to buy later, hopefully. You've got your eye on a few things. Yeah. I've got my eye on your mum's cake. So, yes. The one that didn't get squashed. Today we celebrate harvest. We give thanks for the good things of the earth that God has given us, and we give thanks for the blessings of life that we enjoy. And we remember that we should share those gifts and those blessings with other people. We just heard a story from the Bible. We heard the story of the rich farmer, and I've got another version of that story I brought with me, and it's a storybook that I used to read a lot to my children when they were young. So I'm going to read this, and it's got some wonderful pictures in it as well, so I can show you the pictures. I don't think the people at the back will see the pictures, but they will hear the story, and I want you to listen very carefully because I'm going to ask a few questions at the end of the story, okay? The rich farmer. Here is a farmer who's very rich. He's rich because his soil is rich and it produces more corn than anyone else. And his corn grows higher than anyone else's. Look at that. And at harvest time, he has more of it than anyone else. Lucky man. Look at all that corn there. This year, he's so much corn that his old barn can't hold it all. It's bursting at the seams. Can you see it's all coming out? Yeah? No problem, says the farmer. I'll pull it down and I'll build a bigger barn. And next year I'll be rich enough to take life easy. So there he is. He's got his plans for building a bigger barn. You see, he's got all on paper. He's going to build a really big barn. He's going to build a really big one. Yeah? But when the harvest comes round again, the new barn isn't big enough because the greedy farmer has planted some more corn and a few carrots as well. Got a few carrots there. He's got even more corn. So that one's bursting at the seams now. What's he going to do, you think?
I need to build a bigger house.
Very good. No problem, said the farmer. I'll build an even bigger, better barn. Look, he's got all his wood there to build. Look, he's got it on his back there to build a really big one. And I can really enjoy myself when I've built this really bigger barn. I'll be even richer. So he builds a bigger, better barn. But at harvest time, even this bigger, better barn is not
strong enough.
It's not big enough. Because again, he's planted more and more corn and a few cabbages and more carrots.
There. Oh my gosh, that's very huge.
That's a big barn, isn't it?
A very huge barn.
Yeah. This time he says to himself, I will build the biggest, grandest barn the world has ever seen. And then I'll be so rich, I'll never need to work again. Look at him. He's very pleased with himself, isn't he?
Hey.
Yeah.
I want to destroy him.
The barn he reaches builds up to the sky. Now, I want you to look at that barn. Have you ever seen a barn like that?
Oh, that's
humongous.
Yes. Now, I think that barn reminds me of a church or a cathedral. I don't think that's an accident. I think the illustrator has deliberately made the barn look a bit like a church because perhaps, you know, the man's riches is a bit like his religion. So there we are. He says he has a big sigh when he's built this marvellous, marvellous barn. Look again. He heaves a great sigh and he says, tomorrow I'll gather in all the harvest and at last I shall really begin to enjoy myself and I'll have a big party.
No way.
Maybe at the small, but
you know what happens? That very night, he dies in his sleep, just like that. And the birds eat his corn, the rabbits dig up his carrots, and the cabbages go to seed. Look, can you see the birds are on the corn? The rabbits are digging up the carrots, rabbits, and that's the cabbages. So look at that.
What, the cabbages die?
They're going to seed, yeah, they're all going to die off. They're not going to be any good. Poor man. Poor man. Jesus says, how silly it is for a man to spend his whole life storing up riches for himself, because to God, he is really a poor man. And there you've got the barn. It's all falling to bits. Just the birds there, nothing in it. Okay, now I'm going to ask you a few questions. Okay. So can you think, Amy, you're very good at answering questions. You think as well. What makes that man rich? What makes him rich?
It's corn and vegetables.
His corn and his vegetables. Which comes out of the... what's it grow out of?
The ground.
It grows out of the land, doesn't it? He's rich because he has rich land, and God has made the land, and that's what makes him rich. And what does he do with it? What does he do with it, Jane? All that corn, what does he do with it?
He puts it inside and makes a bigger house.
He bigs it in a barn, and when he hasn't got enough room, he builds a bigger one, and then he builds a bigger one. Now, this is an interesting question. What about this one? How many people are there drawn? How many pictures of different people are there in this story? How many people are in the story? One. Okay? There's one person. There's lots of barns, lots of corn, lots of carrots. There's rabbits, there's birds. There is one person. Because the farmer keeps everything to himself, and the only person he thinks about is himself. Me, my, and mine. That's all he thinks about. He thinks he's very rich because he has lots of things. He has all that food, doesn't he? He has all that food. He has lots of money that food will bring. So he thinks he's very, very rich. But what does Jesus say about him?
Think of Jesus.
Yeah, what does he say about him? He's a very...
poor man.
He's actually a very poor man. That's very interesting. Well, he has money, because he has money from all the corn, but he's actually a poor man. Which makes us think, what is it that makes us rich? Okay? Maybe what makes us rich isn't our money and all the possessions that we have, all that stuff. Because we can be very rich in things, and we can still be very poor in relationship to God and in relationship to other people. We can become all kind of shriveled up in our spirits inside, turned in ourselves, and all we think about is me, my, and mine. Like the rich farmer or the poor farmer. In the Bible, it says a lot about God being rich. Now, God is not rich because he keeps everything to himself and hoards it all up like the rich farmer. God is rich because he's rich in mercy, because he's rich in giving himself, his goodness and his love, away. And God wants us to be rich in that kind of way as well. So today we think about harvest, we think about being grateful for all the things that God has given us, but also how we can give generously and share what we have with other people. It's also today our pledge Sunday, when we think about our giving to the church and how we might be able to pledge our giving. That means promising what we're going to give during the year, so that helps us in doing our budget. And if anyone doesn't know about that or hasn't had a pledge letter, then Sue, do you want to wave, Sue? Sue is here, our treasurer's here, and she's got spare pledge letters. She's very happy to tell you about what it means or what our budget is. Because the life of our church depends on all of us giving ourselves generously, our time, our talents, and our money. Because we don't get any money from anywhere else, just ourselves. So today, let's remember that God showers his gifts upon us, his goodness, his love, his mercy, his very self. And he wants us to learn to be rich in giving ourselves away.